Well, as we just said here, move over Air Bud. Oh, poor Air Bud. What a great movie. The French Bulldog is now America's favorite dog. This according to a survey from the American Kennel Club that says the Labrador Retriever's 31-year reign as America's most popular canine companion has been usurped by the Frenchie after a slow climb to the top over the last decade. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Patty Sosa, spokesperson for the French Bulldog Club of America. And Patty, we appreciate the time here. So, number one, I didn't know that there were rankings. And number two, when you found out that the Frenchies had taken over, what was your reaction?
Well, we saw it coming because they are such a popular breed. You see a lot of them on TV and commercials and with celebrities. And with that, plus they're a small dog, they're easy to travel with. So we sort of expected that they would be climbing. We just didn't expect it to happen this fast. So, you know, it's a little bit of concern when something grows so fast.
And what are the concerns when something grows so fast in this case?
Well, people become, sometimes you don't always have dedicated breeders and preservation breeders that will breed to the standard or adhere to a lot of health testing or vent new people to who want the puppies. So you have to be careful you don't want people just doing it to make money, and you want to make sure that the homes that are looking know how to find the best puppy the best way.
There is some polarization here. We've seen the Netherlands prohibit breeding very short-snouted dogs. And in Great Britain, they're urging people not to buy flat-faced dogs. What's the issue, and how do you maybe justify the popularity of the Frenchie?
Well, I think what it is everyone's concerned with health issues, no matter what dog you have, no matter what breed you have, even with dogs that are mixed breeds. But I think I look at it this way. This breed's been around for over 100 years. And if we're the most popular breed, how many health issues do we have? If we really had tons of health issues, and yeah, there are things we do have to look at because they are a short-faced dog, but there are many other breeds that are the same way. And each breed, you have to look at something different. If you go into your large dogs, you have to look at hip issues and structure issues like that that could curtail their life. Some large dogs have heart issues. There's issues with anything you look at.
And I'll close out by maybe turning the mirror on us as human beings. What does this say about Americans and what we're looking for in dogs and maybe how we're evolving in terms of dog ownership?
Some of it could be more status. You see some of that. People, again, you know, they mirror off scene. Oh, I see so-and-so that they're on TV with a dog. But I think for a lot of us, actually, in the past few years with COVID, we want comfort. We want companionship. And we want something that's going to entertain us. They're comical. They're versatile. So I think that's what we're looking for. As people, and they have a good long life. You know, you're looking at 12 years. So, you know, they're a dog you can pick up, you can go places, and they make you happy.
Yeah, they do. They're cute little buddies. And we appreciate your time. Patty Sosa, spokesperson for the French Bulldog Club of America, talking about the fact that the Frenchie is now the most popular dog in America, overtaking the long reign of the Labrador Retriever. 31 years, that's been the most popular canine companion. If you missed any of that interview and you want to go back and listen, you can download the Odyssey app and use the chapters function to listen to the interview in its entirety.